light, and light shone into the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness night.
"You're good," God said,
and they were. Then God said, "Hello, sea, hello, sky." And a great space opened up, wide and deep and high.
"You're good," God said,
and they were. Then God said, "Hello, land." And there, splashing up through the oceans, came cliffs, mountains, sandy beaches.
"You're good," God said,
and they were. "Hello, trees," God said. "Hello, grass and flowers," and everything everywhere burst into life. He made buds bud, shoots shoot, flowers flower.
"You're good," God said, and they were.
"Hello, stars," God said. "Hello, sun. Hello, moon." And whizzing into the darkness came fiery globes, spinning around and around, whirling orange and purple and golden planets.
"You're good," God said.
And they were. "Hello, birds," God said. And with a fluttering and flapping and chirping and singing, birds filled the skies. "Hello, fish," God said, and with a darting and dashing and wriggling and splashing, fish filled the seas.
"You're good," God said, and they were.
Then God said, "Hello, animals," and everyone came out to play. The earth was filled with noisy noises, growling and gobbling and snapping and snorting and happy scuffling.
"You're good," God said. And they were.
God saw all that he had made, and he loved them. And they were lovely because he loved them. But God saved the best for last. From the beginning, God had a shining dream in his heart. He would make people to share his forever happiness. They would be his children, and the world would be their perfect home. So God breathed life into Adam and Eve. When they opened their eyes, the first thing they ever saw was God's face.